morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Jors. We're talking some Packers football, and to do that, we have a guest on the phone right away this morning. We have Justin Hull of AM 1570, The Score in Appleton. Justin, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. The preseason, almost halfway over. We get to some real football soon.
Yes, it's about time, isn't it?
Exactly.
I'm glad to have you join us because you've had me as a guest on your show for a couple times now, and wanted to repay the favor and get you talking a little football on our show here. And let's kick it off with kind of the news of the day. The Packers getting a little bit of a clean bill of health. Some injured players returning to practice yesterday. Greg Jennings, Jermichael Finley. How should the Packers treat these guys? Do you think here they are, Pro Bowl caliber, starters at least. Should the Packers, kind of play it cautious with them? Should they play in Thursday night's game? How do you think you treat players like this coming back from injury?
Well, I think the first thing you do is you sit down and talk to them and get an idea of what they want to do, how comfortable they are, and if they feel they need to be back out there, specifically for Michael Finley and Greg Jennings, because you know what you have in those two guys. I mean, I go back a couple of years ago. Remember Clay Matthews' rookie season? He barely saw the field in preseason, even barely saw the field in training camp, and look what he was able to do as, an impact player on the team. So with those guys, you can take it kind of easy. I think they got to knock some of the rust off. I think both of them would admit that they'd want to get back out there and at least play a little bit. But those two guys, you take it a little bit easy. Sam Shields is the one guy that out of the group, even, I can throw Cedric Benson with the other guys there, but Sam Shields is the one guy that you don't know what he's going to give you yet. So he needs to be healthy. He needs to be out there playing because as it stands right now, Jared Bush, Casey Hayward, I mean, those guys have made leaps and bounds on the depth chart. And Sam Shields, to be honest with you, I mean, he could be a bubble guy come when that 53-man roster is set up because he had a down year last year. He had a rough first couple weeks at camp when, things were getting acclimated and he was even healthy. So I think for Sam Shields, he needs to get out there Thursday. He needs to play a lot because I think there's still some proving that he needs to do.
Okay, so Cedric Benson not injured, but he practices in pads for the first time yesterday. I want you to give me a couple more predictions here. First of all, what's your prediction for, what does Cedric Benson do on Thursday? Does he start? How much did the Packers play him? And then maybe another one, what's Cedric Benson's role with the team the regular season?
Well, I think those two go hand in hand, actually. I think on Thursday you'll see a good chunk of Cedric Benson. James Starks is still hurt, so he's on the injury front as well. But, Alex Green will more than likely get the start. I think they like him. I think they like his potential. And for Benson, I mean, he's still trying to learn the offense. I actually had an opportunity to chat with him yesterday. He talked about he's sitting in quarterback meetings right now with Aaron Rodgers trying to learn this offense. He's never played in a West Coast style of offense, so that's a little new for him too. So he's still going through a lot to learn and to get used to the offense and what's expected of him. So I think you'll see a good dose of him on Thursday. Now, what does that mean when the season starts? I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to answer that question because, I'll be honest, I was scratching my head a little bit when they signed Cedric Benson. Not the idea of bringing in a running back because obviously they needed more depth. Just the style of running back that they brought in. He doesn't catch many balls out of the backfield. He's a between-the-tacklers runner, and that's not something that seems to fit in the Packers' offense. If they were going to give the ball to a running back 25, 30 times a game, Cedric Benson would be a great choice. How's he going to fare getting the ball 10, 12 times a game on the ground and maybe two or three more times through the air? That remains to be seen. So I think for Benson, he's going to play a role on this team. I think his role is going to be a lot like we saw Ryan Grant last year, maybe even like we saw James Starks. And it's just going to be a matter of how he fits in, who stays healthy, and who fits what the offense wants to do the best.
So the third preseason game on Thursday, kind of traditionally the game that the starters play the most in the preseason, and you know they're going to eventually scale it back a little, the fourth game. But so this third preseason game, if you're Mike McCarthy, you're the coach, how much do you play the starters? And you know, I guess we can maybe talk a little bit specifically about Aaron Rodgers and how valuable he is to the team. You know, how much do you want to risk putting those guys out there? How much work do they need?
Well, Brian, I am the most conservative person in the world, so I would play Aaron Rodgers a series and then get his butt out of there so he doesn't get hurt, but obviously I'm not a football coach. It sounds like they're going to play the starters for the first half, get them out there, get them an ample period of time. I know Jordy Nelson, after last Thursday's game, mentioned that they're still trying to get into a rhythm, they're still trying to get into a flow. Obviously, you know, going out there in the first game playing two series, and the second game I think it was another two, maybe three series, if my memory serves me correct. So going out there and being able as an offense to try to establish something, you know, get four or five, hopefully, you know, possessions where you could try to get back into 2011 form. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing for them. I think everyone's excited about it. Aaron Rodgers excited to get more snaps. You know, Cedric Benson, Alex Green, you know, the running backs, how are they going to fit in there? And I'm sure the receivers, as we talked about before, which are Michael Finley and Greg Jennings, they'd like to get a few passes thrown their way to get ready to go. So I think you'll see him in the first half. I think that's overall the right decision. Anything more than that, I mean, I don't know. You're always risking. It's football. You know, Desmond Bishop plays one series. He gets hurt. He's lost for almost all the season. So from that standpoint, you'll see him for a half. I don't know. I wouldn't play him much more than, you know, one throw, because he's your MVP quarterback. And, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about the backup situation after that. But, yeah, Thursday will be the most entertaining preseason game.
Speaking of the backup situation, it was the big topic of debate after last week's preseason game. Where do you fall on the Graham Harrell debate, I guess? You know, what did you think of his performance last week and what his future holds in Green Bay?
You know, Graham Harrell looked terrible. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's at times looked lost. It seems like every time he looks like he's making progress, something happens and he takes two giant, you know, steps back, and I think last week was exactly that. With that being said, I believe Harrell's going to be on this team. I don't see Green Bay going out and making a move. It just doesn't seem like the Ted Thompson way, although, you know, all his offseason moves this year really don't feel like the Ted Thompson way. You got to ask yourself this question. You know, everyone's excited about Graham Harrell, Tavarius Jackson. If Aaron Rodgers goes down, is Colt McCoy or Tavarius Jackson, I think I said Graham, anyway, is Colt McCoy or Tavarius Jackson going to take this team to a Super Bowl? You know, everyone's getting so excited about a couple of backups on the Seattle Seahawks and the Cleveland Browns. If those guys can't even be starters on those teams, what makes you think they're going to lead Green Bay to the promised land? So Graham Harrell, I believe, is going to be the backup of this team. He's the backup quarterback. It's one of the most overrated positions in sports, because if your number one guy goes down, you're not going to feel like you're going to, you know, not going to feel good about your team anyway. With that being said, if something would happen to Aaron Rodgers, and yes, I'm knocking on wood, and I'm sure everyone can do that collectively with me, if that were to happen, I think Green Bay would address the need at that time as need be. But yeah, Graham Harrell, as bad as he is, I think it's a new point, because I think he's going to be there regardless of what everyone believes of him.
So you mentioned Colt McCoy, Tavarius Jackson. No Matt Hasselbeck either?
Yeah, you know, I have a harder time of looking at Hasselbeck. I mean, I don't know. I know Thompson, I believe Thompson was there when he went to Seattle. You know, he'd be the name that, if you're going to ask me a name to pick myself, that would be the one I pick. But I don't think Green Bay is going to use a roster spot on a position where if you need to go to that position, you're in trouble anyway. You know, yeah. I mean, Hasselbeck, I don't know if he's going to get picked up anywhere else. You know, it looks like Locker. I think the reports came out that Locker is the starter. Mm-hmm. So he's the one guy that's the most intriguing out of the bunch, but, you know, I'm not going to let his name and his past Packer history try to deter me away from the belief on Harrell.
Before I let you go, Justin, I kind of been asking all our guests, you know, over the past month or so, just like a season prediction for the Packers. How you think they're going to do this year?
I think they'll do better than last year in the playoffs, and I think they'll do worse in the regular season. Okay. Does that make sense? I don't know. I mean, totally. they're gonna be favored in every game that they play this year, which is usually when I go about making a prediction, that's the way I do it. Yeah, I look at, okay,
even
the odds,
in New York against the defending Super Bowl champions,
kind of waver it, you know, like a +2, -2. But to predict a team to go 14-2 is absolutely ridiculous. I kind of go to what Chris Collinsworth said when that whole AP NFL 32 thing came out, and there was a quote in there, and I think he hit it right on the head, that this offense, we know what they're going to do. If their defense is just average this year, they're the best team in the NFL, bar none, and I like the moves that they made on defense. I like Worthy. I like Nick Perry. Jerron McMillan's coming in real well. Casey Hayward has turned some heads in camp, so give you a number 13, but I think they'll make it further in the playoffs. But again, like the Giants proved last year and the Packers proved 2 years ago, it's all about how you're playing in December and January that's going to get your ultimate fate. I think Green Bay will be here, but, you know, I'm not confident enough that we'll go out on a limb and say, you know, Super Bowl champs or anything.
I'm there with you. I feel very strongly along those same lines. Justin, thank you very kindly for joining us this morning. Appreciate your insight, your analysis, and we'll do it again.
Yeah, definitely, Brian. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks a lot. Justin Hull of AM 1570, The Score in Appleton, joining us here on Railbird Central this morning. Great to have him on the show. Interesting debate, talk about all these topics. I mean, you could just pick out any one of them and you know, debate it ad nauseum. I see Leviticus 268 checking in on the live blog on the backup quarterback situation, commenting, quote, "He makes a good point, but I don't want Colt McCoy to win us a Super Bowl this year. I want him to develop and bring us a first-round pick a few years from now." Well, if Colt McCoy did win a Super Bowl, he really would get a first-round pick, wouldn't he? So, anyhow, I like Colt McCoy. I don't know what it is about him. I know there's a lot of detractors out there. You know, I'm sure many people listening to the show, would say that. And, you know, I've seen the, you know, analysis in the newspapers, the internet, people skeptical about Colt McCoy. I like Colt McCoy. I just think I'm willing to give any rookie the benefit of the doubt their first season in the NFL. You know, any rookie, like, if you don't perform, let's just chalk it up to you weren't ready for the NFL. But then you come back second year, and I think Colt McCoy was slowed a little bit by injuries. And, you know, I think there's a lot of room for growth there. I really do. I think he can be on the verge of bigger things. And, you know, obviously the Colts don't agree with me, the Colts, the Browns don't agree with me. And, I mean, they're making a move toward Brandon Weeden. You would like to think that the Browns know what they're doing. Perhaps their record over history maybe doesn't show that they do, but, more than me, at least. Comment from John on the live blog. Quote, "Before we completely give up on Graham Harrell, I want to see what he can do with the ones. He hasn't had that much help with the twos and threes. He hasn't looked good, but he hasn't had any help either." Yeah, you know, we talked about that on this show on Friday, actually. And I don't know if we're going to get it or not. I mean, the Packers obviously chose not to work in Graham Harrell with the first string in the first or second preseason game. So, you know, are they going to go out on a limb and do that this third one? You know, they want the starters to play for a half at least. You know, will they give Graham Harrell a chance, you know, one possession to work with the starters? We wait and see. We'll find out on Thursday. That's a question there for the media to ask Mike McCarthy, to put Mike McCarthy on a spot. Will you give Graham Harrell any time with the starters? Wait for that question to be asked in today's press conference. So there you go. There's you know, the debate going back to last week with Graham Harrell and the backup quarterback job, and it's such a weird position on the team, a weird roster spot, the backup quarterback. I mean, if you hope to goodness that the backup quarterback never plays, you don't want him to play. And if he doesn't, I mean, it's really almost a wasted roster spot. You know, I mean, obviously you can't, you know, go into any game, any season, assuming your quarterback is going to be 100% healthy. But I mean, you have to prepare for that eventuality. And just because the quarterback plays such a big role on the outcome of any game, you know, the quarterback is the most important position in the NFL. You have to take it seriously. I mean, no matter if it's the backup or the starter, I mean, you have to try to get as good of a backup as you can. Is Graham Harrell the best backup quarterback the Packers can get? We wait and see. I mean, even if Graham Harrell doesn't play with the starters on Thursday, he's going to get more time once again. He's going to get time in the second half of the game, for sure. And we'll be waiting. We'll be watching to see how he does and break down his play once again. So, you know, it was last year in the preseason, Graham Harrell led the Packers to victory in overtime. I think it was in the third preseason game. Come from behind victory. Didn't he lead them to, what was it, a touchdown to tie the game and then a field goal to win it? Something like that. A really exciting finish to the game last year. And again, we're talking preseason. Didn't they beat the Colts and Graham Harrell led them to this victory right at the end, fourth quarter? You know, back then he was the third string quarterback. Anyhow, let's get back a little bit here to some of the other news of the day that we talked to Justin about a little bit. The injury situation and the Packers getting some good news yesterday. They're having players return to practice. I mean, first of all, you had Cedric Benson playing in pads for the first time. He's not injured, but, you know, just seeing him out on the field is a positive. But on top of that, you got four key players back from injury yesterday to at least practice. Greg Jennings, JerMichael Finley, Sam Shields, and John Kuhn. And that's obviously, I mean, all those guys have the capability of being big contributors this season. Perhaps, you know, some more than others. But still, you know, can all play a big role on the team, and we're all contributors in the past of the Packers. So good to see them making strides. We learned that, you know, Greg Jennings' concussion here was perhaps a little more serious than the public knew about it. Perhaps maybe the team knew about it. But, he had, it sounds like even before the family night scrimmage, when everybody found out, you know, for the first time that he had a concussion, that symptoms were going back to even days before that, headaches, and Greg Jennings here. You obviously can't take something like this lightly, and you know, perhaps part of it is the increased protocol with concussions in the NFL now, but it really, truly, you know, at least from what I've read, from what Greg Jennings had said, you know, it was no small issue. It sounded pretty serious. You know, got hit in the head. Apparently, what did it say? His head hit the ground one day at practice as well, so I mean, but between just getting hit and his head hitting the ground and all those things, I mean, some serious things going on here with Greg Jennings. And Mike McCarthy didn't sound like he was ready to play Greg Jennings on Thursday, you know, wasn't ready to commit to that, you know, basically saying if everything goes well, you know, maybe. I see them bringing up a couple topics here on the live blog that are worthy of discussion here a little bit too. Kevin Lamb saying, is Manning going to make this team? Have not heard much about him at inside linebacker this preseason. I think trade Ted traded up to get him too. Yes, he did. Ted Thompson traded up to get Terrell Manning in the draft, and he's the guy who's really on the roster bubble. I just made, if you go to Bleacher Report and go to the Packers page, I made my 53-man roster prediction right now. Again, subject to change by the end of the preseason here, with just still two games to go. Obviously, I can change my mind yet before the Packers really and truly have to make these roster cuts. But anyway, the inside linebacker situation is, and making 53-man roster predictions, is really in a state of flux right now. It is an inexact science because of two reasons. This whole proposed injured reserve rule by the NFL has not been approved yet, and that's really throwing a monkey wrench into things. Like, you know, it's not too long here until the regular season starts. You know, you better make a decision on this sometime soon where the teams can designate one player to come off of injured reserve. And the Packers obviously have to be considering Desmond Bishop to be this player who can come off injured reserve. You know, we don't know if it's going to happen, but maybe it will. So that has to be, you know, taken care of. And then number two, what do the Packers do with Eric Walden during his one game regular season suspension? You know, do they carry 53 players on their roster the first week of the season to only have to cut one when Walden comes back? Or do you just cut Walden outright and not even worry about him? You know, I think Eric Walden has made this team. I think he's played well enough that you want him on the 53-man roster. But his whole suspension thing is really making a mess, murkying the picture up, I guess. You know, it's gone through my mind that the Packers will simply cut down to 52 players for the first week of the season, just and live 1 week with 52 players, and then bring Walden back. So, but I don't know. That's just my guess. I have no clue what they're going to do. But it is weird, these whole situations. There's kind of two, you know, between Desmond Bishop and injured reserve and Eric Walden, that's two positions there, two roster spots that I really, you know, having a hard time with trying to figure out what are the Packers going to do, and how do you make a 53-man roster prediction when there's so much uncertainty. Question from John on the live blog. What's the latest on Dwayne Bennett? I know he was hurt with a knee injury and hasn't practiced since. I know Rodgers was pretty high on him, and I heard some reports from OTAs and minicamps that he showed some really good shiftiness. Yeah, I don't really know. I know as much as everybody else. Dwayne Bennett is injured and hasn't practiced. You know, basically, what you saw Dwayne Bennett in the family night scrimmage and haven't seen him since. And the Packers could really use him because they're so banged up at running back between, you know, the injuries to him and James Starks, Brandon Sane. But yeah, I mean, basically, I think time has run out on Dwayne Bennett. I mean, maybe the Packers keep him or Mark Tyler on injured reserve. I don't know what they're going to do there. The practice squad. Maybe Bennett or Tyler make the practice squad. But I don't even think that is a likely scenario. I don't think it is. Who knows? We wait and see. There's still two preseason games left. But, you know, who knows? Comment from John. How soon until Jerron McMillan takes over the safety position for MD Jennings? The doctor hasn't looked very good in preseason games. McMillan has impressed me in both games, really standing out against the Browns. Yeah, exactly. Jerron McMillan played really well against the Browns last week. You know, I think there's 2 weeks to play out here yet. The Packers are not going to make a decision yet, but because of his strong play, you know, I think maybe Jerron McMillan is going to get a couple more chances yet in these last two preseason games, perhaps maybe playing with the starters more. But, I mean, MD Jennings here, nobody's counting him out yet. So, you know, if he can impress the last 2 weeks, show that he's made some strides, show that he's learned from his mistakes, maybe MD Jennings can make a push. But I'm there with you. I think Dron McMillan should be the starter. I think he will be the starter, you know, depending upon if the Packers start in base or nickel, you know, that whole debate there. But, you know, when Charles Woodson is playing the slot cornerback position, I predict Dron McMillan will be your starting safety in the regular season. Again, 2 weeks to play out. A lot can change between now and the start of week one. So, you know, it's 2 weeks yet. You know, 2 weeks of preseason games. Lot of time, you know, for things to play out. You know, a lot of time for guys to make impressions. Yeah, maybe not a lot of time, but I mean, two games, a lot can change in two games if all of a sudden you are a stud. Ask Vic Saoto how much can change in two preseason games. It was this time last year, the last two preseason games, Vic Saoto explodes on the scene. You know, what does he have last year? A couple sacks, an interception, a pick six. Didn't he force a fumble, too? Vic Saoto, Mr. Preseason, getting it done last year in the third and fourth preseason games and, you know, winning himself a roster spot. The Packers, making a move to keep him on their 53-man roster all last year. Now, he hasn't followed that up with it, all that impressive performance this year, but maybe it's coming. Maybe we just gotta wait till the third preseason game this year. But this is the game Vic Saoto breaks out here. This Thursday against the Bengals. It's the Vic Saoto show on Thursday against the Bengals in Cincinnati. So, you know, what was it last year was the situation in the fourth preseason game? Didn't the Chiefs play their starters quite long? Don't they kind of take an opposite approach? They play their starters more in the fourth preseason game. And then, you know, everybody was especially high on Vic Saoto because he got it done against the starters. He got it done against the Chiefs starters in the fourth preseason game. Isn't that how it worked out? I'm trying to rack my brain going back here a year ago. But I think that was the case, right? You know, and I realize he played well in the third preseason game, too. So, we wait and find out. Jamie, are you going to this Thursday's preseason game? For those of you who don't know, our live blog director, Jamie, here, lives in Cincinnati. She is a Packer transplant. Yes, I am. So, there you go. We're going to have a Cheesehead TV representative in the stands Thursday evening in Cincinnati in Bengals territory. So best of luck to you as you try. I read some report like they do not expect the game to sell out. Is that correct? So there will be a local blackout in Cincinnati. If there's any other Packer fans out there in the Ohio area that are, you know, wanting to watch the game, you're going to have to buy a ticket and go because you might be blacked out otherwise. I think that's what I read. Don't quote me on this, but I think that's the case. Jamie on the live blog saying, I guess it will be blacked out the first preseason game. That's just something that popped across my Twitter feed, I think. So not that I'm keeping up too much on the Cincinnati media market. But everybody, thank you so much for joining us here on a Monday morning on Railbird Central. That'll do it for today. Of course, we'll be back once again on Wednesday, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here at Railbird Central. Talk some more Packers football on Wednesday, getting ready for that third preseason game. And that's my phone call right now. So I'll talk to you later, everyone. We'll see you. Go Pack, go.